Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan's talking about a beef export rebound in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 28th. It'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 27,850 head will be offered, 7,800 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, and 9,600 weaned calves. For more details, call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or go to the website for information, SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
COVID-19 hit our beef exports really hard. According to Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, we've clawed our way back quite a bit in the latter part of 2020. 2021 looks like the rebound is on in pretty good force, at least in many locations.
It depends on what part of the world. You look at Asia, Vietnam, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan. Most definitely they're rebounding, and they're not back to normal, but virtually back to normal. I mean, there are no lockdowns at food service. You know, consumption, you could argue, is maybe still lagging, but much better than it was, a few months ago. But then Latin America, on the other hand, as I just alluded to, is way behind the curve, and it's going to be some time before they fully rebound. And then there's a lot of other parts of the world that are somewhere in between. We're forecasting on beef that while we're going to end up down, and when we get December stats, we're going to be down 3-4% probably on beef for 2020. But we're really anticipating a large rebound for the year of 2021. Our forecast right now is 10% growth for 2021, which would be a new record over 2018. That being said, there's a big old caveat out here that, you know, it's going to be a rocky road. I mean, it's not going to be seamless. I mean, we're going to have ups and downs. There's probably no better example than Japan right now. Japan looked pretty good in their COVID rebound. And then, the last 30 days, they've been in emergency shutdown order. So a lot of these countries are having re-spikes, third and fourth spikes. And I think that's the world we're going to live in some of these countries. So it's going to be a bit of a rocky recovery, but overall, pretty upbeat for 2021.
And one of the reasons Dan Hallstrom is upbeat for 2021, some bright spots coming out of 2020.
One obvious one is, this booming demand for e-commerce online platforms. I mean, this was a trend pre-COVID back in 2018 and 19 that we really saw probably more evident in Asia. Places like Taiwan, places like China, places like Korea. Korea is probably the one I should have led with. Korea is the front runner. And these were a lot of trend lines there that were being driven by convenience, the desire to not have to go to the store and fight traffic and blah, blah, blah. You know, the convenience demand trend of online platforms was booming prior. So put COVID-19 over the top of this in the last year. And, the desire for minimal contact or no contact platforms for delivery, for pickup, just tenfold, take it times 10, whatever was there before, it's busting at the seams in terms of demand. So obviously when we get into some sort of normal post-COVID environment, which the vaccines being rolled out globally now, or we're seeing the very beginning phases of that, whatever the new normal looks like, I got to think that a lot of this change in the last 12 months in regards to e-commerce, the online platforms, a lot of that will stay, and it'll just be another avenue to market our products globally. And you know, that's probably the best example I can think of that sort of change is here to stay.
The convenience of e-commerce, one of the factors helping push U.S. beef exports in a higher trajectory. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd Annual All-Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.